For the last however many years, this rumor has been circulating that next Friday will be the last, actually, Friday that we'll ever have on Earth. And I think it's high time that we had a talk with someone who knows a bit more, at least than I do, about such things. I'm speaking with Dr. Weldon Lam. He's coming to us from Las Cruces. And Dr. Lam happens to be a Maya epigrapher, or actually just an epigrapher, an anthropologist who specializes in learning to read ancient Maya inscriptions. Welcome, Dr. Lam.
Hello, glad to be here.
Oh, likewise. I'm just real happy to get a professional opinion on whether I should plan anything for next Saturday, actually. You will be speaking, I know, at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, that's on Trans Mountain Road, next Friday at 2 p.m. And I thought it would be nice to get a little preview of what it is you might be letting people know about.
First thing is, don't try to save any money. You're going to have to do the Christmas shopping anyway because nothing's going to happen.
Ah.
The world will not go up in flames or into a black hole. As far as the Maya go, they never would have recognized what we've done with their inscriptions.
So why do you think they've been interpreted as they have been?
An expert, a now retired professor emeritus, Michael Coe, in all his 8 editions of the book, The Maya, it's like a standard condensed textbook. When it comes to the chapter that involves thought and ideology and religion, he has in there a reference, something to the effect, he says, there is just a suggestion that in 2012 the Maya believed the world would end. The mystery is, where did he ever get this? Friends I know that know him a lot better than I do can't really get it out of him. I suspect he looked at the last page of a painted Mayan book full of hieroglyphs and pictures called the Drayson Codex, because it's kept in Drayson since the last 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
That last page shows an old woman wearing water out of a jug, and the sky is all black. There's a warrior god with a spear and shield. It looks like the end of the world, or it looks like the end of something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe he got that from there. But there was really no reason. We've made a lot of progress since he first looked at that, if he even did, for this idea. We know now from details, especially glyphic details, that this probably is not showing the end of the world. It's showing the end of maybe a 5 or 8 year cycle, I think a 5 year cycle, of heavy rains and storms, maybe even hurricanes. But nothing to do with the end of the world. I can only suggest, when you look at that painting, that depiction of maybe a really heavy rain or a hurricane, the background is black and brown, and there is a reference when you talk about in Guatemala, the highlands up there, there's a very famous piece of literature from the Quiché Maya. In 1700, a priest translated their national religious epic, like their Genesis and Gospels combined,
mm-hmm.
and some history as well in there. They talked about several creations. One of the previous creations ended in a heavy downpour of black resin, brown resin, heavy rains of unpleasant goop. Just maybe, speculation again, Cole knew that story, very likely did, but maybe he on his own connected it with the depiction, that black-brown sky in the Drayson Codex brings to mind that story. And maybe that's where he got the idea that there's a suggestion. Maybe it's his suggestion linking those two pictures. That's all I can get that makes any kind of sense. Otherwise, we're all wondering and waiting for him to tell us where he got that. The Maya themselves said nothing to that effect at all.
Well, was he then interpreting the general darkness as an omen, as something perhaps more deliberate than was intended?
That's quite possible. The ominous part of dark is what he would be interpolating, or whoever would be interpolating that.
Now, the Maya stone glyphs, what did they say? What was the communication in the glyphs?
We have just 2 texts that are from stone inscriptions,
mm-hmm.
just 2. And that simply give you the date when this large period of time will end on the 21st of December,
mm-hmm.
Maybe the 23rd. There's another correlation that's possible, but most of them agree 21st. And all they're saying is a very large cycle of time of 13 equal units, each one called a baktun. You add them all together, it's about 5,200 years, close to that.
Mm-hmm.
This very large period of time of 13 equal units will end on that day. And nothing is really going to happen as far. Mm-hmm. One inscription with that date doesn't say anything about what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the very famous one from a Mayan ruling city called Tortuguero, that one has a couple glyphs that suggest that in the sky or from the sky there will descend a god called Bolognocte, which can mean many different things. The problem with it is, okay, he comes down, but it doesn't say what he's going to do,
mm-hmm.
if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as well, very prominent scholars, epigraphers, look at that same inscription and say, you know, this reference to Bolognocte could very well really be the reference to something that's happening much closer in historic time, the years within the remaining lifespan of the king who put up that monument. He not only talked about something happening soon, near after the anniversary that he's celebrating, the descent of Bolognocte to do who knows what, the text breaks off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also ties his anniversary to the anniversary of them all, the great cycle, something like 1,300 centuries in the future. They often do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I've, like many people, have seen the cartoon, one Maya is saying to the other as one is holding the stone, the carved round stone, that, boy, it's going to freak them out when we just ran out of room, but so it's going to scare somebody eventually. So why do the glyphs stop? At what point?
Those glyphs, the monument, I think it's Monument 6 in Tortuguero, the only one of the two that says something's going to happen, maybe at the end of the 13 Bakhtin cycle, or more likely the end of some cycle near that the king was commemorating.
Mm-hmm.
They end there because the text breaks off. I mean, the stone literally breaks off.
Oh, the stone.
The text doesn't by its own break off for some strange, mysterious reason. No, unfortunately, something happened to that stone.
Literally.
And all those glyphs are missing, right where we want to know it, wouldn't you know?
Oh, okay.
But, that's the luck of it.
There we go. Okay, so somebody tore out the last pages of the book, and we're all freaking out. So
right.
Well,
just because you mentioned it, that cartoon brings up a point that's so funny. They're working on that round stone. Everybody calls it the Aztec calendar, and it really should be called the Aztec stone. But the point is, it's Aztec. It's not Mayan. The Mayan had no stone ever like that.
So that's the Aztec stone.
I mean, everybody thinks it's the Mayan calendar.
Well, I've been corrected, actually.
It is. No, I'm trying to correct all those people out there, all these people who were, thousands probably of books and publications and articles, and so many of them have the Aztec calendar as if it were something the Maya made, and no, they never did.
I'll be darned. Okay.
Nothing round like that, no.
Interesting. Now, in your research, as you're studying all of these things, would you comment on the idea that somehow the human species has managed to mess things up enough that we're going to get our comeuppance at this point in time. What do you think about that?
The Maya, as best we know, in the time frame that we're interested in, let's say, up until maybe 1500 AD, our time, we have no indication that they had this mentality of a world will end, and that'll be the absolute end of the world. They did probably, like many other peoples in Mexico and Guatemala, what we call Mesoamerica, they probably believed, there have been previous cycles, and there will be future cycles. The calendar they devised, and their people before them who devised the earlier, smaller parts of it, in the calendar itself, there's really nothing that says that there have been past ages and that there will not be future ages. This whole idea of there's going to be an end and that's going to be the final, the real end, that's a Christian overlay. So we do that in the West. We have that coming from, I think, the Book of Revelation and other spots in the New Testament, that there will be an end and the last day and the judgment and the thousand-year kingdom. the anthropologists, we like to call that millennialism, thousand-year-ism, meaning every thousand-year or century or whatever. Oh, it might be the end that was talked about in the after the thousand-year reign, that the world will finally come to an end after a thousand years of reign of, I think, Christ or God is what's come back and established his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the details there. Important, what I'm sure of, is that a thousand-year cycle is something coming out of at least Christianity. Supposedly, in our history ages ago, I remember being a little surprised that around the year 1000 A.D., our calendar, people stopped for a while building churches and monasteries because they thought, well, you know, why? The end is coming. And then for most of us who remember, you know, Y2K, why do we get all excited because you know, 2 followed by 3 zeros? Well, that's
true.
That kind of mentality. And we've imposed that through Christianity. We're not even intending to. This is the way we understand the Mayan culture, and you ask them, and they kind of look at you blank and say, no, nothing like that's going to happen. We don't think that way. And if some of our people did in the colonial period, maybe, well, it's thanks to you guys. And we have inscriptions from the classical period, you know, the same period of these two texts about the end of this period, a number of texts that talk about things happening thousands of years past this Friday. So the Maya themselves tell
that's
us,
that's
no,
a giveaway.
We don't think it's going to end on any particular time. Time is eternal. Time has no limit.
Well, thank you so much for clearing this up for me and for the listeners. And as you said, the Christmas shopping must go on.
Oh, yes.
My guest today, Dr. Weldon Lamb, anthropologist, who will be speaking at the El Paso Museum of Archaeology. That's 4301 Trans Mountain Road on Friday at 2 p.m. And he'll be lecturing on, will December 21st, 2012 be the end of the world? I suspect there's a great deal more to learn about this. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Dr. Lamb.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.